All right, folks. Hey, welcome to Dog Tales and More Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this show is brought to you by the Del Sur Kennel Club. One of the greatest kennel clubs ever, because they really care about you and your dog. Nationally, state, and local national canine legislation resources. They deal with AKC government relations, AKC canine legislative funding, National Animal Interest Alliance. They've got California canine legislation resources, the Animal Council of San Diego's legislation, and Fiesta Island dog owners as well, called Fido. And we've got Joella Cunnington. She is the president.
She's applauding you. You must have struggled before.
Right. Finally, huh?
The first time.
I was up all night saying it over and
Wait,
over.
It's the first time he's gotten it right? No.
And if you hear that cute little voice in the background and she's not yelling, Racer Radio, The Answer, that's Brittany Sandoval. How you doing, Sunshine?
I'm great. I'm here early because we're talking dogs.
Well, because you dove into it. We have a special guest in the house. We have Daniel
Conway.
Hi there, Dave.
And you're with
Southwest Search Dogs.
Okay, and we're going to talk about more about what you guys do, because I think that's another important element to dog ownership. Because we all we know is training, dog shows, drug sniffing, ammo sniffing. But we never think about the fact that, and heaven forbid, and hearts and prayers to all of the folks in Texas that have lost all those young, beautiful little girls and adults as well. We'll talk about it, and I'm sure either your group or some group of the same are working feverishly trying to find the kids and the adults.
Right.
Yeah. And Brittany decided to go get lost.
Yeah,
and
I get lost periodically on purpose.
And she wouldn't stop talking about it. So
And Del Sur Kennel Club, thank you for letting us jump aboard.
Oh, my pleasure. Our pleasure.
And both clubs, is it a club, community? What is it?
Club?
Yep.
You too, Daniel?
No, it's a nonprofit. So we consider ourselves.
And get a little bit closer to the mic there. She can pull it up to you. Well, and Del Sur, they've been around since...
I want to say 1961. I want to say it's way before my time.
Yeah, of course it is. We all know that.
It's radio. You can really say.
Yeah. I can lie about my age.
If I was going to ask you, what would you say the most important thing is about belonging to a club of this kind?
The opportunity that we have to get information out to dog owners about dogs, about registering your dog with the AKC, about what you can do with your dog, dog legislation, Canine Health Foundation, so that we can keep our dogs healthy and all the stuff that's going on in that area. The stuff you don't hear regularly.
Right.
You know?
Well, you hear a lot of negative.
You hear a lot of negatives. And trying to overcome PETA is tough.
Oh, you hear a lot. PETA is
it's really
friend.
Tough.
Oh,
yeah.
Even with dogs?
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, let's face it. I mean, as far as if it was up to them, you wouldn't have registered dogs. You wouldn't have dog shows. You wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have dogs.
Yeah, you wouldn't have dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or cats.
Yeah. Or birds.
Oh, my.
Or lizards.
I thought they just went after people who eat the animals.
No. Okay. They don't even. They probably do. So I'm a big supporter of AKC because, you know, when you go to buy an animal, you don't know what you're getting into, you know, but at least AKC and clubs like Del Sur, you can go to the club and say, hey, I'm thinking about getting a, and all you dachshund owners, I don't want to hear any hate letters, but you want to get a mini because you think a mini is a good...
That's what everyone thinks.
Yelpiest, cryingest, will not listen to you.
Is it just you, Dave?
No, okay. I don't have any mini. But
they're totes adorable.
Yeah, they are so adorable.
Long hair, yeah.
But they are not listening to you, and they're in charge.
They are in charge. They're not large and in charge. They're small.
They're small, which makes it even worse.
Yes.
But it's a good place to go. Pugs. All of a sudden, the pug is the rage.
Oh, yeah.
But they have really bad respiratory problems because of their little flat nose. There's ways to get around it, and there's vets and what have you and all that stuff. So that's the purpose of being involved in a club. Now, you kind of did a backdoor. You weren't in a club because your two dogs are rescue.
Correct.
And you just love them to death.
Correct.
And all of a sudden, you found things you can do with, especially Mikey.
Yeah.
Because Dusty's had some issues. And she's,
oh, that's okay.
But she,
I'm looking for something to do with her, too.
But did I not tell you Mikey would take Dusty under his arm?
Yeah.
And the two would, I mean, she's doing fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you can tell when a dog's depressed, and that dog is not depressed.
Oh, not at all. No. See? My blind dog jogs everywhere.
Yeah. See, I told you. So, but with... But one of the things that's important about the clubs is joining. You know, we need more people to join the club.
Why wouldn't you want to be with like-minded people? Like,
seriously,
why wouldn't
thank
you want
yes.
to join a club? Yeah. Because I think every other dog owner I've met has a full, like, half of their pictures on their phone is of their dog. Like, why not be with like-minded people? Yep. You can ask them questions. Like, how many times have you said, call Michelle?
Oh,
you, he always yeah. call Michelle. Call yeah. So now you have.
How many times people ask?
Yeah.
And everywhere you go,
everywhere.
The minute you say, "I own a,"
yep.
They all. Oh, let me show you my picture. Oh, let me.
That just right. happened oh, yeah. to me last night. I was at a birthday party, and it's Steve's friend, and I know him, but not as well as most people. But his sister got up and said, "He's one of the best dad dogs." Ever.
There
so what did I bring up when he came around to me? Can I see a picture of your dog?
Well,
and then
course.
We both sat down and started flipping through our phones.
And I do it. In fact, what I do is it's so funny, and I'm sure you guys do it as well. If you're in a surrounding of people, maybe somebody's having a bad day. Maybe it's a waitress, you know, or maybe it's somebody at the store, you know, whatever. And I go, hey, I'm going to put a smile on your face. And all you do is you pull up your picture of your dog and you show it to him. There you go. You almost
yep.
did it.
I know.
Aww.
I
yep. mean, because that's natural. And that's why if you belong to a club, and that's the other thing, too. Your club is not dog-centric. I mean, it could be any kind of dog you want.
Oh, yeah. You said it was all breed.
It's
How did
all
you
breed.
Say that?
But it's because we're an AKC club. We're all breed.
Right.
We... like to concentrate on purebred dogs because we want to make sure that there is a good sound base mm-hmm. of stud dogs and mm-hmm. brood bitches out there, good quality dogs
right.
for people to choose from and get good quality breeders, responsible, reliable breeders. And that's part of it. But also, you got to do stuff with your dog. You get a dog, yes, confirmation is wonderful.
Totally.
I am enjoying writing the checks for my dog to do confirmation.
What's that? What's confirmation?
That's the beauty pageant.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's
how?
The, that's the West Coast
Circus.
Is that
hire?
The picture yeah. you showed us? That
yeah.
that dog?
Well, he's out of it now.
Yeah, what they do is you hire somebody to show your dog. Or you do it yourself.
Yep.
Or what we've got a little guy, I think he's 10 years old, and he just won his first
yeah,
show.
Yeah, Junior Handlers.
Junior Handler
junior
back
handlers.
In Oklahoma. He's got a twin brother and another brother that could care less. Yep. But for some reason, him and his grandmother hooked up, and she took them all into the Midwest for the last 2 or 3 weeks, taking them to the dog shows. And he is just as proud as a peacock.
The young ones are having a blast.
Yes.
But it's getting people involved in these clubs because the clubs are the ones that put on these dog shows.
Right.
Without clubs and members of the club to help work these dog mm-hmm. shows, there's no dog shows.
No. There really
and,
isn't.
And that's it's a whole industry. They're professional handlers, owner handlers, vendors. You know, we could go to dog shows. And there's clinics that people can go mm-hmm. to, eye clinics, hips and elbow x-rays, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of stuff. It's all there. It's, you know, there's a song going through my head at the zoo. But I think it's Paul Simon. But... without clubs, these things don't happen.
Yeah.
If there isn't, you can't go and do search dog. You can't do nose work. You can't do fly ball. You can't do agility. You can't do dock diving. I'm trying to think of all the things my dogs do. Fast cat, you know, lure coursing, all of these things.
And there's 100 things they can
do. You
know,
clubs. And we're not, not doing it for the money because we're a nonprofit.
And there is no money.
There is no money.
There is no money.
But it's a community, yeah. Like with your car club people.
Same exact thing.
Exactly. You need people, and we need people to join the club, work right. The club, be enthusiastic.
We got to take a break. Let's do that. But
here you go.
And then when we come back, I want you to explain to me how we can sell those freaking ribbons. I
yeah,
have
got
14 million.
Yeah, my mom does from the horses.
870.
Yeah. We got to figure out what you can make with
but
them.
There's a lot of things you can make.
Okay.
But my wife won't do it. They're everywhere. They're like little mice. Let's take a break. This is Dog Tales Radio and More. FM 96, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Stereo. All right, folks. Welcome back to Dog Tales and More Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Oh, I love stereo. Sorry, Dan. I mean, you can jump in, too, if you want to. Yeah, you can jump in there as well. So we've been sitting here talking about the Delser Kennel Club because they just do such a phenomenal job. And they're not the only one in town. There's clubs all over the United States, really, if you really want to come down to it. But you want a club that's AKC so that you know when you're coming to get a dog. Like, I can guarantee my wife's is Lucien 1948. And that 1948 is when her mother started. So every dog you get on the dachshund side has got a pedigree since 1948. Oof. And I will throw this out there, and I want to make sure everybody understands, I'm a firm believer of rescue. I am a firm believer. I'm not into the grocery store and the cardboard box, but I am one that if you do that, you must take it in and get it totally inspected by a vet. Because like my wife says, you can either pay me now for the price of the dog, or you can pay the vet later. And we have dogs that have never been to the vet except at the very beginning for shots. And we have a little issue with snakes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We just had another one get nailed. But other than that, if you get the right bloodline, hips, heart, a whole nine yards, you're going to be a
to the listeners, this is radio, and both guests are agreeing.
Well, yeah.
They're nodding their head to what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes.
Just so
and
they
there's
know.
There's nothing wrong with rescue. I mean, you've got two beautiful dogs that you love more than anything.
But it was a lot up front with the vet. Because I took them to the vet immediately and found out what they had.
And you found out.
Yeah.
Now, a breeder would never, ever have sold you. Not so much Mikey, because Mikey seems to be
mine came off the streets of TJ.
Yeah.
There's a lady, Kathy, down in TJ that's doing her best to house, keep him safe and fed.
Which, God bless her.
She has 30, like, Mikey was one of 38 dogs.
Right.
I just took it.
And even Dusty Rose.
Well, she never would have gotten the care down there.
Right.
Kathy
exactly.
can't afford it.
Where'd she
it.
Come from?
TJ, streets, no, bashed head. Yeah.
All right. So, that's the only thing we're saying. But, you have a chunk of paper in front of you. What's that all about?
I do. Because I needed it.
Oh, is this the key?
Da-da-da-da-da. I needed this key to give the listeners an idea about what's too hot for dogs.
Yes, because
since we all love
we're getting
dogs.
Into the 90s to 100s.
Let's protect.
Well, yeah, and we were supposed to be having triple digits and whatnot last week. I know it didn't happen last week. It's going to happen.
Gonna,
yeah, it's going to happen.
It's 3 months ahead of us. Yeah.
And I live in Poway, so getting into triple digits isn't that big of a deal. And our club is an East County club.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of people out there. So we talk a lot about what's too hot. Taking your dog for a walk is great. But know the best time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the morning before everything heats up, take your shoe off put your hand down on the ground to see what the temperature is. If you can stick your hand down on it, your dog should be able to put their feet on it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that you have shoes on, they don't.
Right.
And
well, somebody, let me bounce in there for a sec. Because somebody I questioned threw this back at me. Well, a dog has a really tough pad. And I went, feel the pad.
Yeah.
Feel it. Does
if
it feel like leather?
If you've ever seen a burnt pad, you would never say that.
Yeah.
Never.
That, and that's why I just wanted to confirm it, because you can't use that excuse. You have to use your hand.
Yeah.
And there's guys out there and women that got really rough hands. Mm-hmm. Just put your hand down there.
I've
always wondered. I do that. I bend down and put my whole hand down, and that is enough.
Well, you figure anything over 80 degrees, if you have a brachycephalic dog, like a French bulldog or a pug,
push-faced
dogs, they're going to tolerate less temperatures. a bigger dog, a dog that's meant to be in the outdoors, like a
shepherd,
a livestock guardian dog.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of thing. Yeah, I have Australian shepherds, and they should be able to go around all day long. You know, telling the sheep where to go. I have one that will tell them where to go. And not so gently. But, you know, they have to be able to tolerate. But they work up to it. You can't just have a dog sitting around in 74-degree air conditioning and then take them out in 110 degrees.
Yeah, I'd expect.
I think they're going to be okay with it. I know where we're at, we have Iron Mountain. People like to hike Iron Mountain.
Yeah.
I've had clients who have taken their dogs on hikes on Iron Mountain and then have nearly lost them to heat stroke.
Sure.
And if, number one, when you take your dog for a walk or take your dog for a hike, you better carry plenty of water.
Right.
And a delivery system, a little cup or something for them. And water that you can kind of put over them. There's all sorts of things, cooling vests and cooling collars.
Oh, the product on the market today.
Oh, please. There's so many things
yeah.
To keep your dogs cool, but that's not the be all and end all.
Right.
If it's hot, it's hot. Let your dog. You don't have to take your dog everywhere you go.
Yeah, I know.
I know mine would like to go everywhere I go.
Well,
but,
of course.
You know, be mindful that this is an animal.
Think before you move.
Yeah, exactly.
Daniel, you had a.
Yeah, I just wanted to say my colleague is right on in terms of their heat issues. You know, when we're on a call, I'll explain that a little later on what we do on calls, is that we require everybody to have a fan in their vehicle and to have a sunshade over the top of the vehicle to keep the dog cool.
Right.
And if it's too hot, we're out of there because the dog's safety, the dog's lifespan is really important.
Right. Yeah, and they can't function
exactly
if they're not comfortable.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
And a lot, but see, people for some reason... they sometimes, for whatever reason, they don't look at a dog as a live animal.
So true. Yeah. So true. Yeah.
Or that we have to think for it because they are smart and they're trainable, but we still have to think on their behalf.
They'll do what you want.
Well, that's
you
know, the problem.
Like, oh my gosh, I want to be with you. I want to go do this with you. You're like, well, no, this is not a good time for you to go. It's a bazillion degrees.
If it was up to Mikey, it's Death Valley hot.
We're not doing that.
I would throw the frisbee 200 times in a row if it was up to Mikey. But I have to tell him like, no, every five throws we're going to sit down in the shade.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, you're
see now that. I'm very impressed because most people would throw 500 frisbees.
No, it's my baby. I have to think on his behalf.
Yeah. You're their advocate in all cases.
Right.
You're their advocate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in some cases too, you could let a dog eat till it pops. Toxins.
I just read, this was just on Facebook, so there's only a 50% chance of this is true.
Right.
It was about overheating of dogs and the reminder that they don't sweat.
Nope.
But they had said you should not get every part of the dog wet. Like you should not get all the fur and all, because it would trap the heat. Instead, focus maybe on the paws.
Yeah, head, neck, chest, belly, groin area.
Oh, the under.
Are unfurred.
Where more of the skin is.
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't dunk them in ice.
Right.
Exactly. The other part of that is tongue hang. Look to see how far the tongue is out of the mouth. That's
panting.
A really good determinant.
Yeah.
That's a dead giveaway.
Tell me more. What am I looking for?
So the further the tongue is out of the mouth panting, the hotter the dog is.
Yep.
So that is a really, really bad sign if the tongue is...
And you can listen to see if they're gasping.
That also true. You see a gasp, you're in trouble.
The dog's in trouble.
So what do you do? Head to the vet, cool their paws. What do you do?
Cool the dog whatever way you can.
And get to the vet.
Yep.
How's air conditioning? Would you put them in a car and turn the air on? Or is that good?
Well, it depends on how far gone they are. Yeah. I've had a client whose dog was very far gone by the time they got her to the vet.
It's killing me.
Okay, I'm going to gross everybody out. She was literally sloughing off skin because the body takes care of itself, and it takes the blood and oxygen and everything to the important organs. And even though the skin is an important organ,
it's not
vital. So she made it through. God bless her.
Oh my God!
And she was scarred, but God bless her. She's like okay, and they're like, that was a hard lesson to learn. So you check their gums if they're bright red. They're panting and spreading everything out to maintain their balance. All of these things. That's a client.
You're popular.
Call. I am. Yeah, I'm going to have to cover it up.
Okay.
but you know, they already have start out, you know, their day with their temperature already around 100 degrees.
Right, right.
So, I mean, you add a little bit to it and that's it.
So yeah. What do you do? Because you brought up a really good point, Daniel, but there are dogs out there that they're just naturally, their tongue hangs out.
Well, you're hounds.
Hounds. So do you expect, you know when, how long it is normally?
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
Then if it gets longer, then that's, you know, that's trouble?
It's the panting is a part of that, right? So you're looking for the panting and the tongue hang.
Okay.
Combination.
Yeah. I'll remember
do
that.
Do they froth at the mouth?
Oh, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of everything is in
just
excess.
Know what's normal so you can recognize what's not normal.
Yeah. Absolutely. Know your dog.
Yeah.
Well, I think the walking out, you know, like I said, it's just absolutely. Of course, nowadays, if you say anything, next thing you know, then now you've got an altercation in the parking lot. You know, when people are walking their dogs, you almost want to go knock them down, take their shoes and socks.
You know, like, you get to a certain age and you don't care.
You know what? I'm approaching that age. I am approaching that age.
My filter is gone.
Well, I like how you said it. It's just like, you don't have to take your dog everywhere. You know, it's awesome that we can. If you have a dog, Mikey's my first. This is my first pair where I can, and it is awesome. But I don't have to take my dog everywhere.
Yeah,
it's such a simple. It was so simple, but it was right on. Yeah, your advice.
My dogs do a lot of things. My roommate Chris takes my dogs to do a lot of fun activities.
Yeah.
Like I said before, and I'll say it again, I just write the checks.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know that when they're in her care, she is going to do everything in her power to keep them safe. I don't have to worry. Cooling coats and fans on the crates and shade, plenty of water, but not ice water. No ice water. You don't want to get
that. Is that shocking the system?
It's very shocking to the system. In fact, the system will think it's an hypothermia. And then you're in real trouble.
Oh.
So it'll contract and all of that. So you don't want that. But you know, common sense, a little out pool in your backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
You mentioned always bringing water and a cup of some sort. A little thing I learned from my pack this last year when I forgot it. Well, I actually saw somebody else and I started doing it. Just a poop bag. Just take out a bag, dump some water in. Yeah. Both my dogs now drink out of a poop bag. Unused, Dave.
Right.
Well, I know you.
I was hungry. All right, you're listening to Dog Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Dog Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Brought to you by the Delser Kennel Club. Can't beat them. They are an amazing group of people.
Become a member.
Yeah, you really do need to. It's www.delserkc.com. Go to the website, sign up, join. Yes, dear.
We'll finish your thought. You know that, David.
I know. And just you go to shows, you can volunteer. They have events year round. And you could get some great training. It's a good Q&A when you have a dog. Maybe you want to buy a dog and you don't know what kind of a dog. They'll sit down and they'll tell you, ask you questions. Where do you live? What do you do? What's your, what is your exercise program? Do you just sit on the couch and you just need a lap dog? You know, they'll walk you through it because I'm telling you, nothing worse than buying a dog that it doesn't fit your lifestyle.
That's
true. So definitely go to their website, DelserKC.com. What's the phone number?
Well, there's no particular
phone. Okay, website.
They're welcome. They're welcome to call me or email me.
Okay. But the website is by far the best.
Yeah.
Because then you can read, look, and see what's going on.
Any questions come to me anyway.
Please, listeners, if you don't have experience, I am here to say
she's the pro.
Try it. The Racer Radio listeners, they know I'm into trying new things.
Yep.
I've tried a bunch of new things. And everything that I've tried, everybody's been so supportive. They've held my hand. So I just sitting down today with you, I realize you and your group would be very welcoming.
Join the Delser Kennel Club?
I need to slow down on my new things right now. But
oh,
you
really?
Sound
you've
very
only
approachable.
Been doing it every day since you got out of school.
But right next to her is Daniel, and that's one of the four new things I tried this summer.
Right.
And there was like an exhibition of all these different clubs, and two of them really stuck out. And one of them ended up being the Valley Center Disc Dogs, the team I just wrapped up competing with on Wednesday. And the other group that I followed through on was the Southwest Rescue Dogs. And Daniel's here to talk about it, and I am a subject, and
well,
it's
thank
an
you,
easy
Brittany.
Gig.
Thank you for that introduction. Yeah. So what we do is we support San Diego Police Department. In 2022, they called us 90 times to search for lost and missing individuals. And those categories would be suicidal. We've had about once a year we get a suicidal call. Children get lost from mom and dad. There's the psychotic situations. People go into a psychotic break. Mm-hmm. And then dementia patients, which right. make up the greatest number.
I was going to say that has to be the largest.
Exactly.
And so when you say SDPD,
San Diego Police
something
Department.
That I caught on to quickly working with you guys, and my part is very very little when I say I work with. I just go get lost to be found. But what became obvious is this is more of an urban as opposed to rural. Like out, they work with the sheriff, right?
Right.
And your
sheriff,
group works with SDPD.
And so it's Chula Vista PD, sometimes Carlsbad, La Mesa, and San Diego Police Department. And so we have 15 people today on call if San Diego PD calls us or any of the other PDs to be able to turn out. And it's, you know, we've turned out at 2 and 3 in the morning to find people in the Barrio
sure.
Logan area at
sure.
anytime, any place. In the city.
And that's with a dog.
With a dog. It's canine specific, absolutely.
Okay. Right.
And
yeah.
So it's one canine and two humans, correct? Is there like the...
Well, there's usually a... sometimes we have to go out by ourselves and the dog because there's no policeman or cop to go with us.
Right.
I was thinking of the flanker?
There is a flanker, but we don't always have enough sometimes for... I mean, we hope so.
And that's probably more for training.
Flankers are good for, yeah, and especially for certification because it takes about a year to certify, to be trained and certified.
The dog and the human.
And there's someone walking behind you with a clipboard. Are they doing this? Are they doing
right.
that? Are they doing this?
Right.
So it's exciting. You're with people that are solely committed, solely right. dedicated to the yeah. service of San Diego.
Who's more dedicated on training, the dog or the human? Who's easier to train?
They both have to be trained.
But trained. you're not gonna pull that trigger and say who's easier to train?
Yeah, you know, it's the dog.
The dogs, absolutely. She's right.
They don't question like
yeah.
humans.
They're
yeah.
just waiting. They really don't. I have to walk over with where in that mud? No.
Well, it's funny. I've experienced that the second time. I volunteer as a subject. And so I volunteered three times so far. I'm ready to do it again on Thursday if they need me. So I just go get lost, and then the dogs in training have come to find me.
After smelling something.
I offer, yes, my socks.
Like a handkerchief or a sock.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. My scent. I offer my scent. And then I go and walk a particular area, which the person with the clipboard knows, the flanking, the human and the dog. Well, I did it up in Mira Mesa a few weeks ago, and I was in one spot, and they said, do you have time to go hide again, get lost again? I go, sure, yeah. So the second time, it was around a corner that was a dead end, and I made sure to line up when they came around the corner right behind the tree so the human could not see me. And there were two instances where the human, like, very friendly, and I just said, who found me first? And two of the ladies said, you know, I came around the corner and I thought, this is a dead end, but my dog was so excited. But I was like, honey, it is not there, it's a dead end. And then I thought, oh, she's hiding behind the tree. And both of them said, I need to learn to trust my dog.
To trust your dog.
Yeah. I need to yeah. learn to trust
so,
my dog.
So perfect example, I was out looking for a woman with dementia at 80, she's 85, escaped from a nursing home in Point Loma area, and the dog went the wrong way. I thought the dog went the wrong way, circled around, and ended up in a shopping mall area hiding behind a dumpster in a bush. And when PD went by with her spotlight on, you never would have seen the 85-year-old. And it was 850 degrees outside. It was cold, and she was in her nightgown. So we had to get her out of there into the hospital. So it's just amazing. You got to follow your dog.
Well,
trust
see,
your
you
got
to follow Waze. When Waze tells you
stop.
To take this.
He's talking about the app, the car
the
app with traffic.
It's a yeah. traffic
app. Oh,
yeah.
Well, to me, it's a scent over sight almost.
Exactly.
When you were saying that, yep. I thought scent over sight.
They're
crazy.
They're
sorry
built,
to interrupt.
They're built. Dogs are built for scent.
Sure.
Exactly.
Their brains are built for scent.
So is there any one particular breed better than the other?
No, the multiple breeds are good. If someone is interested, we'd love to have new
members. How do they do that? How do they
so
get in touch?
So we have a website, Southwest Search Dogs. Bottom of the page is a place to email us, mm-hmm. and we'd love to respond. I tested it last night, and the person responded within 15 minutes.
Oh, that's
So anyway, we're ready.
And it's a good thing to have. Maybe take that information and put it on your refrigerator, especially if you have somebody within the family, either a child or an adult that might be going through dementia, because when it happens and you know somebody is gone, you're not going to be. You're not even going to remember who to call.
Well, wait, you would go through the SDPD who contacts them.
Oh, then they would call you.
They would call us. Okay. Yeah,
I think Daniel was thinking being part of the dog.
Human. Because you don't want the human to go directly to you.
No, that's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
We have done private searches, but we prefer San Diego PD get to us.
Do you need more people?
We would like more handlers. Absolutely, we can handle about 5 more handlers and subjects like yourself. Brittany, we need more subjects.
Just people that want to get lost.
Yeah, it's such an easy gig. If you love dogs, so the whole reason, well, the big reason, not the whole reason, I'm always looking at things to do with my dogs. Sure. This is something I have to do without my dog.
Right.
But it's okay because it's such an easy gig. The last time I went out, I was telling him in the green room, they needed me at Liberty Station, and I just invited a friend that lives by, and we hung out for 2 hours and had dinner and caught up while 8 different teams were finding us. Like, it's such an easy gig, and it's rewarding for me because every time I get to, like, hey, good boy, and give them treats. And then I also know that it's helping the dog and the handler. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an easy gig. It's fun. It's rewarding.
Right. Well, and again, all they have to do is go to the website. And then you have to more or less vet them.
Correct.
And then they have to – and how much training do they have to go through?
It's about a year's worth. So training once a week for about a year.
Okay.
What's something you hope your dog has? Like, oh, my dog certainly – like, is there anything that a dog does on its own where you're like, that might be –
probably not. But basically obedience is really important. Okay. Basic obedience.
Like when you let him out of the car – it stays.
Yeah. Or they don't bite people. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Well, there's something to be said for that.
I think that's a prime directive.
We had a new woman show up with a dog that actually went after other dogs in the parking lot before we even started training.
Okay.
So we couldn't accept
it's
her.
Like, okay. Bye. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. So not dog reactive.
Yeah.
Doesn't bite people.
Yeah.
But and you said it's any breed. I think I had corgis finding me. And like,
yes. Yeah. All right. Yes. The pug-nosed dogs don't really work in search and rescue.
Okay.
Right. They don't get
but,
the scent.
But we're open to, you know, we have all range of breeds.
Right. Pugs are more trophies.
How do you even start training them? Just like, it must be a reward system? Or you go,
so
here's my sock.
It's much like what you experience with being a subject is we send somebody out 20 feet away. And the dog says, oh, I'm going to follow them. So it's a fun experience.
Oh,
they follow them 20 feet, and then we do it again, and they hide behind a tree, and they treat them. So we make it fun, and eventually they get it. It clicks.
Yeah, it doesn't take very long.
No, not at all.
And then, it's just like you with your Frisbee. First time you threw a Frisbee.
Terrible.
Mikey looked at you and said,
come on, Mom.
I'm not going to get that. Yeah. You want it, you go get it.
You threw it.
Oh, that's the nice thing. Poorly. No, he gets the bad throws, too.
Yeah. But I mean, then they realize this is fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think that's the key, because dogs love to have fun.
Exactly. So do you need to not have fun other times, just so it's even more rewarding when the dog is finding people?
Yeah, dogs like to have fun.
I don't think it's not necessary not to have fun. I mean, we're very serious about what we do. But, you know, it's all about the dog enjoying himself, herself, and finding
look
people.
Look at duck hunting.
Yeah.
I mean, you shoot a duck out of the sky, falls, and that dog will do whatever it takes to get to that duck for its owner. Now, you wouldn't think that, you know, he's going to jump in ice cold water, he's going to go through brushes just to get that duck and come back, drop it at your feet. It's like he just won the Academy Award.
Perfect example.
Yeah. We have a Chesapeake Bay Retriever.
Oh.
Mark Walsh, the treasurer of the club, as well as my guy, has always had Chesapeake Bay Retrievers as long as I've known him since 1998. and they're a joy to watch, but they're not a Labrador. They will move mountains to get to a bird.
So I got to tell you a cute story. So my ex-wife's dad lived and slept pheasant and duck hunting. I mean, he worked year-round strictly for that. So we bought him a nice little, they call it a coker at the refineries, scraping the inside of the tanks. That's all he did year-round. So we named him Coker, a little black lab. Retriever, I'm sorry. And this dog was so smart, he didn't like going in the ditches. So he would just give you that look like, I ain't going in that ditch. So I ended up in the ditch. So I'm walking.
That was not a dumb dog. That's
I'm walking
that was,
along. Hey,
that
I'm
dog
walking in the ditch.
Dave, that was a very
mud
smart
up
dog.
To my knees. And you're not going to believe this, but I swear to God, I'd look up and he'd smile because he knew that I'm not going down there. And I've never forgotten that as long as I've lived. That these little rascals are so smart, but he figured out how to talk my father-in-law into putting me in the ditch instead of the dog.
They planned that. I have no doubt they had a little, they had a little confab earlier
on
the day.
All right, let's take a quick break. We come back. More Dog Tales and more radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Dog Tales and More Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170. God, they all should be on the record. We've had a wonderful show today, and we really want to thank the Delser Kennel Club for all their support. And we also really want to thank the Kennel Club for allowing Daniel to come in with his Southwest Search Dogs group. Daniel, what's the website?
SouthwestSearchDogs.com.
Okay.
Go to the bottom of the page and contact. Hit contact and email us.
And get some information. Easy. Find out if you can help out, whether being a lost person or maybe bringing your dog. Have them, you know, take a look at it. And maybe you can, because there's probably nothing that you can think of that's more rewarding than to find somebody that's lost.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward to anybody that gets a hold of us. We'll get back to them right away.
Right. And if you do have a situation where somebody in a family or a child or an adult are lost, you do not call them. You call the San Diego PD, Chula Vista PD, any of the police departments, because that's if it's in the community, the sheriff, if they're out in the bushes.
Correct.
I want to remind listeners, it's very easy to be a subject, the person that gets lost and is found. But did I understand correctly, if you want to help train your dog, it's about a year commitment, and weekly you do a training? Does that sound
exactly about right? Right. Okay. Exactly right.
It probably goes by like a nanosecond.
Oh, and it's fun. And your colleagues are just as brilliant as you are when you train.
Because you'll put a group together of like three or four, maybe five, depending on how many you get.
Yeah,
for the training.
Yeah, I've been found by
eight. It's not individual.
No, it's not. Yeah. But it works out to be individual because there's somebody working with you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they come fine. And if I understand correctly, you send the dog off one at a time, so the second dog's following the first dog.
Right, and we have a special group just for beginning dogs, so it's one on one.
Right, exactly. All right. So what's the next dog show, young lady?
For us, I do not know. It'll be next year. We're working on.
Yeah, you guys kind of stay away from the summer months, right?
Oh yeah,
from the heat.
Yeah, it's just too darn hot in our area, or anywhere actually around here. And there's no place on the coast to hold a dog show.
Thank you very much.
Really, not like Del Mar at the horse.
Oh, she said a four-letter word.
Sorry,
nobody can afford it.
I'm sorry.
Nobody
can
afford it.
No, it's an arm and a leg, man. Okay. I mean, you think they lived at Del Mar?
Like Helen Woodward couldn't open up? Sorry.
You need a pretty large area.
Yeah, you need something like Bates Nut Farm.
Well, we did the new Lakeside
equestrian
center.
What was your general opinion of that?
It's warm, though, right now.
It needs more work.
Well, it was a shakedown cruise.
There you go.
We had some
issues,
but not many. not, you know, fewer than we thought. We had some people go online before the show who'd never been to the site.
And complained.
And, you know, trashed it.
Oh, that's
but
awesome.
Everybody who got there, who was there, who showed there, really, really enjoyed it. The manager there, Sarah, did a very good job.
Yes.
Of getting everything ready for us. They were a little, they didn't understand, you know, about the parking situation, but that's going to get cleared up.
Right.
I know that where we did the rally in obedience, because I was the chair for that, we're going to do some changes for next year. But all in all, we had
a good time.
And
it's nice to do something in San Diego.
It is. And, you know, it's going to a dog show. You're with like-minded people.
Yeah.
But it isn't just about the show. We're going to be doing some other activities. We're going to try to sponsor some Fast Cat, which is coursing abilities. But it's basically a 100-yard dash for dogs.
Really?
It's just a hoot and a half. And the dogs just really enjoy it, get excited. There's a sender and a catcher and all of that. But, again, you need a large space for that. And doc, I don't think we're going to do dock diving, but I know my dogs do dock diving. And there's
right in the bathtub.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you let them
fetch and
what's the one where they run around, go up the table, down the table?
Agility.
That's agility. That's agility. We may be sponsoring an agility, but we're also going to start some actual training classes, handling classes for confirmation, rally obedience, basic obedience, or, you know, working up to open and utility for those people who are in that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know what I'm talking about. But if nothing else, I am happy to answer questions.
Sure.
At any time, you go to our website, delsirkc.com. You go any you want information. The emails all come to me anyway, and I'm always happy to talk about training. It's what I did forever.
Right.
So, and I say I'm semi-retired, but
you're not.
You know, I'm not.
You're not retired.
I'll talk dog with you.
A person for or a lay person here, kind of now really getting involved slowly with my new pair of dogs. Newer. You said obedience for confirmation. Can you elaborate a little?
Well, basic needs or basic guidelines for the dogs is they have to be able to sit. They have to be able to come. They have to be able to walk nicely on a leash. And that's for any activity
right.
they do.
Right.
So that's basic obedience. Confirmation basically is good stacking, mm-hmm. being able to be touched. All dogs should be able to be touched. And gating around. To show their side gait, to show their their body type, their conformation, their how they're put together. That's
how many
all part
teeth
of that.
They have.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to have somebody put your hand
their
in
mouth.
The dog's mouth.
Yeah. If
mouth.
Doberman people, you know, they talk about the tooth fairies. You know, you got to get in there and count those teeth.
Oh.
And so there's another area, and I'm just going to bring it up, but on the males.
Yes, they do.
They have to be intact.
They
because a lot of
check
times
it out.
when they are born, they may drop one testicle and not the other.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, the judge is going to go back there.
Two real ones.
Yeah, two real ones.
Oh,
and
real
trust
one.
Me,
yes.
You can't blow in their nose.
And pop them out?
It won't pop out.
Many have tried.
I know. So, my wife has done more tricks than you can shake a stick.
Hey, you should not be admitting that.
Well,
there.
I'm not.
And joking. They have to learn to be on a grooming table.
That's
and
another thing.
Baths and all of these things. But that's true for every activity
every
that you do with your dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So if somebody is looking to become a member, that kind of sounds like, especially if they want to take their dog everywhere.
Absolutely.
Maybe they should become a member with you and start there.
Right.
If even you come to one of the classes that we're looking for a place to do classes, and there's so many no dogs allowed places, but but we are looking for a place to do the training, and you've got a bunch of people who know. How to train.
Right.
Know how to train you. Know how to do it right.
And if you're not training your dog, then you have a bad dog.
Positive training your dog.
Yeah. You have to have a dog that sit, stand, stop. You
come
know.
When you call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go kennel.
I have people working on my house right now, and they came early through the side gate and scared me, and Mikey, come. And he did. And the whole day, I'm like, I'm so glad I taught him recall. I am so glad I taught him
otherwise
recall.
Otherwise, he could have bit that guy.
Yeah. Well,
Daniel
has gone. It would have scared him. Been gone. So,
talking about good behavior, mm-hmm. my wife and I took the young lab to dinner last night. His job was to sit under the table, be quiet, and keep to himself. Well, he wanted to lick the waitress who was afraid of dogs.
Oh,
so, I mean,
know.
He's young, he's in training, but there you go.
Can he just taste you? He just wants to taste
Come
you.
Come on, you look just like a chocolate cookie. Come on, I want it. Yeah, that's so funny. Well, hey, this has been a blast. I hope you guys have enjoyed it
as much as I did. Thanks again for letting us crash the
Daniel,
party.
Daniel, you can take this, put it on your website. You already know to put it on your website. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, if you're going to involve yourself in the animal world, especially dogs, remember they're part of the family. You can't just buy a dog and throw it in the backyard and think it's going to survive. You have to make it part of the family. And by doing that, we're talking training. We're talking, you know, knowing the maybe a little history of the dog. Talking to the join a kennel club that's close to your area. You know, Del Sur's been around forever, full of tons of people that really know almost every breed there is to know. I highly recommend it. My wife has been doing it since she was a little girl. She eats, sleeps, and drinks it. That's all she talks about on the phone. If we go to dinner and if somebody doesn't bring up dogs, you're not getting a word out of her.
Heard you say that before, Dave.
And it's the truth. I mean, she just, and if she's on the, whatever she's on the phone, it's, in fact, she had a girl, drove all the way to Oklahoma. Well, no, they went to a dog show together, drove back together, got in the house, and she called her.
No.
And talked for another 2 or 3 hours. But that's what you guys do.
That's what you do.
And it's never look down on a breeder or a trainer because their first instinct is the animal. And when somebody has the animal as the first, the rest is easy.
Don't forget to advocate for your dog. It's hot right now.
Yes.
It's hot right now. And great words. You don't have to bring them everywhere.
That's right. They'll get over it. Give them an extra cookie when you come back.
Yeah, exactly.
I can handle the puppy dog eyes.
Yeah. Oh, they do have puppy dog eyes. Yeah, like, oh, come on, Bob. We have a little dachshund that loves to try to run out the front door.
Oh, that would scare me.
Yeah, I know. This dog, she's here for breeding from New York. And the minute she walks in the door, she jumps up on my lap, on my chest, rolls over on her back, starts licking my ear. And I looked at my, because I try not to get too involved. And I told my wife, I go, what are you going to do with this when you're done? Oh, well, it's got, oops, yeah. So yeah. I got a dog.
Yep.
All right. Dog tales and more. You can catch it on the website. Check out all the podcasts. It'll be on the Del Sur website and as well as the South Bay Rescue. Right
South
here on
Southwest Search Dogs.
Southwest Search Dogs.
You got it.
All right. Dog tales. KCBQ AM 1170.
The answer.